Welcome to the Human Design and Beyond podcast with your hosts, Leslie Wegleitner and Lori Wakefield. In these podcasts, we discuss all things related to human design. It's here where we share our knowledge, insights, and experiences. Join us as we dive into authentic conversations about letting go of resistance, identifying conditioning, and so much more. Our goal for you is to live in alignment with your unique human design. These quick bouts of inspiration will bring forward things to contemplate about your individual charts and inspire experiences in your everyday life to support your journey.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Lori.
Hi, everyone. I'm Leslie.
So Leslie and I have been kicking around some different ideas about what we wanted to do after we finished the last series. And what we've decided is actually something that was mentioned several podcasts ago about how we were going to do. One of the reasons why we chose the name Human Design and Beyond for our podcast is because we wanted to be able to branch out into other areas that they're not like directly related to human design, but it's kind of like if you like this, you'd probably like that. You know what I'm saying, Leslie?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, you know, where they're just kind of, you know, they kind of complement each other. So anyway, I did mention too that I was going to interview Leslie because Leslie has this special gift. it's called light language. So we're going to talk about that today. And I'm going to ask her some questions and she's just going to share how she uses it. And I'm going to ask you some questions. So you're going to feel like you're going to feel like you're put on the spot.
That's okay.
because I didn't want to really talk about it too much before we got on the call, because I wanted it to be just kind of spontaneous, you know, and it's like, if I already ask you these questions and then we get on, it's like I already know the answer. So
right. Yeah. I'm here to respond as a manifesting generator.
So. Exactly. So anyway, before we get on the call, I did some research because light language is something that I actually had never even heard about it, Leslie, until you told me about it. Mm-hmm. So you know, one thing I was going to say too, like I was thinking about this, like, so in human design, you've got your sleep foundation.
Yep.
That, I mean, some people listening to the call probably aren't going to understand what that means, but it's basically when you're sleeping, there's a chart or a body graph that would be there based on your, like your birth chart. So with yours, I mean, yours is like all of your channels that connect in the sleep state are spiritual. They're in the spiritual realm.
Right.
So that's probably why you have such a strong connection to that. And oddly enough, none of mine do.
I know you have the 62 also, but I have that in my sleep time and my current, and it's in actually, you know, dabbling in the gene keys phrase, but it's actually in my pearl and they refer it to as light language. Your expression of what you're here to express. So I thought I was pretty, I was like, whoa, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. So anyway, I was going to just talk about some different things that when I was looking up, like, what is light language, just to kind of like prepare myself for the call. And I'm going to just say a few things and then I'm going to have you respond to it and just, you know, kind of tell me if these things are true. So light language is a type of energy healing. It consists of, and I'm going to read this because this is actually something I got. These are not my words, but it consists of dynamic frequencies of sound and light that adjust to each person's vibration, bringing about deep clearings, activations, healing, and balancing.
Yeah.
Okay. So another thing I wanted to say is that, and this is not my, these are not my words, it is considered to be the language of angels or the language of the soul. It's both an ancient and futuristic multidimensional form of communication that bypasses the logical mind and connects directly with the heart and soul. It's also the language of the most sacred aspects of the universe and always in accordance with love. The person receiving it can decide whether or not to engage with the energy. Yeah. So basically it's like channeling, right? So why don't you explain?
Okay. Yeah, those are really, really good explanations. I mean, you hit it, you know, and you summed it up quite well. So light language is, it's kind of a unique form of channeling, and it's, you know, a nonlinear communication. And one thing that, you know, everyone channels. So, you know, we're doing it all day long. Our higher selves are directing us and guiding us. If we're consciously aware of that or unconsciously aware of it, it's happening. But with the light language, and meaning that it's like a nonlinear communication, it actually uses a different part of the brain also. So communication, like as we're talking, it's memorized, like the words are memorized. We understand what each other is saying. With light language, it's not a memorization thing. It just flows. And that, you know, varies, and it can vary in different languages, right? Like you had mentioned. So it can be like when I'm channeling it, I can feel angelic. I can feel the fairy realm. I can feel the ancients, you know, from like in Lemuria or, you know, cosmically. And one thing, well, I call mine, I kind of created what I kind of, what I want to say, like put umbrella on it. It's called fields and harmonics of sacred light. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned is I have a specific council that I channel that's, you know, galactic and also ancient earth beings. And they are, that's kind of where I access to. So I access through the earth, and then I go to this place and space that is really not a place and space, a dimension. And that's where I receive all these different forms of light language. So whoever's in front of me or the group that I'm channeling for, they will hear and get the frequency or the vibration or the sound or the activation that they need. So it's very quantum. It kind of reaches each individual in a different way. So when I've done groups, it's fascinating to hear, you know, one person might drum up tears and feel like they're really connected to their soul, while the other person feels like their ancient grandmother was speaking to them, while someone else felt like they, you know, went back home, you know, wherever they are from in the cosmos. So it's very diverse in that way. But it is, you mentioned it, it really takes one out of the mind, because our language, you know, puts us into the mind. And so that's why it's really beneficial with the human design, because human design is so much information and it's all language. And those language, it has frequencies to help us shift and change. But sometimes we can get caught in that loop of the language, and trying to make that shift or that change can be difficult, where you bring in light language and you kind of just kind of bypass that mind. It's more of the heart. It's more soul connected. And then your subtle energy field, which is all your sensory fields, takes it in, and then that works with you to create the shift that you want. So it can beautifully complement using it with human design. And it really nurtures the power of empowerment. And it's about that self-healing and accessing that from within. And that's, you know, also human design, right? It's to claim who you are and step into your empowerment. But sometimes, you know, we get hung up because we're human and that mind just kind of can trump us. So this just can kind of like move it out of the way. And the other thing I really, really like about it is there's no healing crisis with it. It's like people, it just will sit in your field and just marinate there until the person is ready, and it gently helps them like either have the awareness that something is happening that they weren't, you know, didn't have the awareness prior to, or to actually just gently do the shift. And then all of a sudden, 3 months later, they're like, wow, you know what? I'm no longer speaking to myself that way, or I'm no longer doing this, or, yeah, I've even had people shift in addiction behavior. So,
Yeah, very interesting. It is. So, one thing I wanted to ask you is, when did you even know like that you had that gift? I mean, was it something that did you hear about light language and then say, oh, that's like something that I do naturally, or was it something that, I don't know, like you had this gift and like you just knew without, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
How did you know? Like, how did you?
Well, it was about 2 decades ago when there was nothing out there that this even existed. So when it started happening, I was participating in a channeling group, but I was just the bystander, right? I just was curious how these people, what they were doing and kind of listening to them. And the next thing you know, I started drawing these codes. So my light language comes through spoken and written and tones. And then I sometimes sign too. But so when it started coming through, I'm like, this is really interesting. And then I've seen a lot of geometric forms and shapes, but they were not like in the construct we would see them here. They were like the movement of them was not like a logical way. So it's fascinating. So, and the channeling people were like, oh, keep going with it. There's something there. Well, then it started trying, you know, coming through my voice. And that's when I'm like, oh no, I was okay with drawing the codes, but the sound was just, I kind of shut it down, to be honest with you. So it took me a little while to trust it. I was kind of the closet speaker and I would do it in meditation and draw the codes and I would speak the light language and I just kind of kept it to myself. And then that was probably for about 5 years. And then I started bringing it out and using it in other forms of energy modalities that I was using at the time. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how it started. But in reflection of all of that, I realized when I was young, like, you know, between probably 7, 8, 9 age, I would go and I'd be alone a lot. I would be out in the woods and I'd be digging for rocks. And that's when I think they were working on my subtle energy body and preparing me what they call the rainbow light. Mm-hmm. To receive the frequencies and these codes to then be able to, when I stepped into all of this and allowed it to come through, that it would come through.
So. Yeah, I know. I listened to something. Well, I'm actually on your email list, which I told you. I actually joined that when it was before we even started working together. It was actually after we had taken the classes together from International Human Design School. And we kind of, well, we actually, I reached out to you. It was probably a year after we did that. And I signed up for your newsletter. So I got one of the recordings. And and it was like, I think I asked you, like, when you're doing it, it's like, okay, so you're like, it's probably kind of an out of body experience in a way, like where you're not, or like, it's not like you don't know what you're saying. Like, it's not like you're thinking these things and, or you're like conjuring things up. It just flows through you. That's why it would be called channeling.
Yeah. Yep. And it's,
so, go ahead.
Go. And then I will receive, like visions, mm-hmm. or words will pop in. So it's almost like as it's happening, the light language is coming through me. It's almost like my brain also in a cognitive way is having a dialect sometimes mm-hmm. not. Sometimes it's just because, you know, the dimension that I'm in or whatever doesn't have a language to it. But if we're working on something in the 3D realm, you know, 3D, 4D, they will give me some language with it or like key points that I want to share with the client afterwards. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's almost like, what do I want to say? It just comes through. Like there's mm-hmm. no effort for me. It just happens.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, I was just going to, we keep interrupting each other. You go left, I go right. You know, right. You're like walking down an aisle. It's like, you go left, they go left, you go right, they go right. It's like, all right, let's just stop for a minute. You go this way, I'll go this way, and we'll pass.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So now I just lost my train of thought. Okay. So when you is it something that you can just be like called on to do, or is it something where you have to like know that it's going to, do you know what I'm saying? Like if somebody books an appointment with you, then mm-hmm. you know, but like if somebody said to you, hey, you know, like, I, just kind of spontaneously, like, would you be able to tap into that energy, or is it something that just kind of, you can? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take any, I mean, you know, it's, I feel like the space is already set up for me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whenever I need it. Cause I'll be driving down the road sometimes and I am trying to like contemplate what to do or whatever. And I'll just start speaking light language because it helps me get my mind out of the way. Mm-hmm. And then just opens me to, you know, the higher potential of things. And mm-hmm. then, you know, sometimes I'll get awarenesses and sometimes I won't, but I feel like even if I don't get it in the moment, I'm planting the seed that I will, like when the time is right, that will come forth for me and I'm just initiating it. But a lot of times I will, you know, get the information that I need or get the sense or the feeling behind, you know, what has been spoken.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you too, I don't know if you, cause I haven't been to your website for a little while to look, but you had like, I don't know if you would call them drawings. I guess they would be like that you did. And that like, so people would purchase them and then it's like, they would, it would have a name like the, like for whatever it was meant for. And then mm-hmm. like they would kind of meditate on it, like just look at it and it would be able to speak to them, like, you know, not like where you'd hear anything, but you know what I'm saying? It would like speak to them, like, you know, through that drawing. Okay. So when you were doing those drawings, did you think, okay, I'm going to do this one for, give me an example of what one of them was for. Like,
well, even just like a basic ascension, you know, maybe tap into your higher self or, you know, like, more connection with the higher self, because we're always connected. So, and when I'm speaking the language and then I'm drawing the code or the template, it's one and the same. Okay. So the frequencies that come through while I'm speaking it and get drawn out in on paper for me, or the codes for others, they work simultaneously, work really well together, and they can work individually, if that makes sense. So it's very layered. Yeah.
So like when you're drawing, I mean, are your eyes closed? Are you looking at what you're drawing, or you just do it like whether you're looking at it or not?
You know, in the beginning I was looking at it, and now I have my eyes closed, but I can see it closed. It's really bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's almost like as I'm drawing it, I'm seeing it. And then I look down and most of the time it looks exactly what I was seeing. And every once in a while I'll get a surprise. I'll be like, oh, wow, that, you know, actually, you know, where I think maybe my mind was getting in the way a little bit. So it came through a little different. But yeah, it's kind of fascinating.
Yeah, you have several different drawings though that you did that you were offering for sale on your website. I don't know if you still do, but like, okay, so like somebody listening to this, what are some of the other things that they like if that you have drawings for? You know what I mean? Like if they're looking for something in particular.
Oh gosh. So much different things around
like,
ascension.
Like is there anything like with wealth? Is there anything with I don't know, like
abundance, yep.
Abundance, okay.
Chakras, aligning chakras.
Okay.
There's, you know, tapping more into your intuition, more.
So, so when you did, and I interrupted you again, and I'm very sorry. Okay. So when you did those, like, did you think about like, okay, I want to do a drawing for abundance, or did you just be like, you just close your eyes, just drew. And then it's like, this is for abundance. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it can go either way. I've done it both ways. Sometimes I'll just sit down. I'll say, you know, just open up to my higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, okay, what would benefit mostly at this time, you know, for whoever's going to see this drawing, you know, mm-hmm. so I'm already tapping into the future, right? To who's mm-hmm. going to access this at whatever time. And then other times I'll have a very, an intention behind it because I'm going through something and I'm like, okay, it, you know, like everything, if you're going through something, it also is affecting the collective and or those around you.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'll say, you know, I you know, I feel a little bit unbalanced, or, you know, I need to open up my heart chakra a little bit more, or my, you know, I want to feel more empowered. I'm feeling, mm-hmm. you know, stifled in that area. So then I would sit down and I'll actually draw that out and then speak the light language and have that intention.
Mm-hmm. Just so, curious, like have your kids ever heard you speak it, or has Jim ever heard you?
Yeah, well, Jim heard me middle of the night, because I woke up and I was kind of warding off some stuff in another realm. So I woke up and I was spewing it. It's like a beautiful way. I don't, you know, what do I say? I don't, with the entity thing or whatever, I'm just not that tuned in, because I feel like when you raise your vibration, that takes care of itself. So as I'm in these higher realms of consciousness, it just takes care of itself. But in dream time, you know, for some reason, I was encountered. So I woke up spewing it. So he did hear it then. And yeah, my boys have heard me. You know, they don't say much. They're just, you know, kind they always like, okay. Cheer me on.
Do you think it's like similar to like speaking in tongues? I mean, even though it's not based on Christianity, yeah. Do you think it is?
You know, I have heard that. Yep. Yeah. And there's other, you know, people call it the language of the angelic language. Mm-hmm. There's lots of different. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to. Yeah, I wanted to say one other thing that I when I was, before we got on the call, when I was trying to like research some things. So it says light language is a pure expression with all of the qualities of love. It is naturally mm-hmm. harmonic and encourages energies around it to be in harmony as well.
Yes.
Okay.
I get that a lot. Like when I'm speaking at that, people feel like it's this grandmother energy and just very soothing and loving, and this, and you know, it kind of. It, you know, they call it the language of the soul, because you just feel that aspect of self that's very loving and nurturing, and it is very harmonizing. I did a retreat with young kids, and there was a young boy that was ADD, that's what they labeled him as, and the whole time someone commented he did not move. He really? Just sat there in just like this really balanced, quiet state, because mm-hmm. it's just very, it's calm, very down. Harmonizing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, kind
of opens up to lots of different things for healing, or, you know, self-healing, I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. It's really the person doing it. I'm just channeling frequencies through.
Right. So when you have like somebody books a session with you, like what happens during that session?
So if it's a strictly just a light language session, we just have some dialogue around what's going on. What are, you know, areas in your life that you are trying to improve or want to have more sense of harmony or balance in? And then we start with the light language. And there's usually like three templates that come through. Kind of the initial one is just kind of the opener. Just to kind of connect our energies, create the space, and start tapping into things. And then the middle one is more around, you know, the present issue or the challenge you're having. And then the last part is kind of bringing it all together and moving forward and mm-hmm. allowing, you know, your subtle energies to connect to the highest potentials for the challenge of the situation, or, you know, or just whatever you want to bring through.
Right. So when people book a session, is it usually just one session, or is it more than one?
It can be one, it can be several. It just depends on, you know, what you're working on and, how you feel afterwards. I mean, it's a great tool to use all the time. And a lot of, you know, I've had people open up to it and start speaking the language then after. So, you know, it's just whatever someone is kind of feels is right for them, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah.
Yeah. So you're trying to, I mean, apart from what you and I are working on, you're trying to do your, do something like else with the light language combined with human design. So can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So, I'll look at the person's chart, and then, you know, with human design, you're able to pull out strengths and challenges, conditioning factors, just different areas that might pop out. And then in also, you know, talking with the client, like what they're, their hangups are, their challenges are, or what they want to shift or what they feel is not authentically them. And then once we kind of go through that, and I might point out different areas in the chart, then I just bring in the light language and try to do the shifting and the frequencies through that. So human design is good for given the direction. And, you know, the information is great because it can bring about awarenesses, you know, after you get the information, where then you bring in the light language and it's a different way of having information. So it's still information, but it's in more of a frequency, light, you know, sound.
Right, and, right. It's not just having like the knowledge. You know?
Right. So it works on such on all the subtle energies. And sometimes that's just, what do I want to say? Oh, being human is can be challenging, and our minds can get so bogged down with information, where sometimes it's just really calming the physical body and balancing that out so that we can consciously receive the information. I mean, sometimes it's as simple as that, because it's like we're so wound up that even though the information is there, we're not accessing it because our minds are so busy. We just don't stop long enough to do that.
You know, it'd be kind of cool. Like what I was just thinking about, cause we're going to be doing some groups, group coaching. Like if we started would that work? Like if we started like the group, the group calls with something like that, would that work? I mean,
oh, sure. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just thought about that when you were talking. So,
and then also just have the intention of, the harmony of the energy of the group, you know, pull out from each other the awarenesses, which is, can be beautiful.
Yeah. So anyway, we probably should kind of wrap things up because we're already like 26 minutes in and people are busy just like we are. Right. So, I mean, do you have anything else that you want to add or?
No, I think we covered a lot. Yeah. So I'm happy. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, thanks so much for joining us today. I don't have my notes in front of me, so I don't have my, like what I say every single time we do the podcast. But anyway, this is if you want to see the show notes for the podcast, you can look on our website at www.alignandachievebydesign. This is episode 39. So if you go to the podcast and go to episode 39, you'll be able to see the show notes there. And we're actually thinking about like over the next few episodes that we do, inviting some guests to, we have a couple people in mind, and just, so it wouldn't be like it would be the and beyond part. So, as it stands right now, that's what we're going to do. And then, when we start up a new series, we'll let you know. But I think that's about it, Leslie.
Yeah. And then in the notes, we'll put my website if you're interested.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to put, thank you for reminding me. Yeah. We'll put her, Leslie's website for the light language. I can spell it out just in case people don't actually go into the show notes. It's for the first name is Leslie, Leslie Wegleitner, Wegleitner.com. And that'll take you to her website about, light language. So, and then do you have a freebie on there or not?
I have a sign up, but you can get some templates for free.
Okay.
I have a lot more information if you want to read about it. And like you said, I have lots of templates on there to look at and view. So,
okay. Well, thank you, Leslie, for sharing your gift with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. So until next time, have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.